And Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Maskif lo Rav Asi v'iteime Rav Avira. Elo mi'ato shtei yevomeis habois mibayis echad lo yisyamu. We had a sugya before on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We had a problem. Yehuda said, "Baskina lo yisha acheres." The Gemara understood that meant that you make nisuin with another isha. The Kohen Gadol makes nisuin with another isha, and then we came with a problem of shtei bat v'chiper badai uba'ad beisai. And here he has two batim. So you're telling me there's a chesaron if a Kohen Gadol has two wives. There's a chesaron. That's missing in v'chipa badai uba'ad veisai. So what will be if the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven has two wives, so there should not be a din of Yibum. So there's a very yesoidus to Ketaisvus Yishonim. Ketaisvus Yishonim explains why this Yishayla belongs in Yume and not Mesechtes Yevomis. Habois misbayis echad lo yisyabmu. So the Taisis Yishonim says, v'imtayma, tikshalei al hodam rinem biyevomis, bayis echad hu boine, v'einoi boine shnei batim. The Gemara says in Yevomis that when you have a Yevomis miyabim, asher lo yivne es beis ochiv, so it says he's only mechuyev to be boine one bayis, not two batim. From here we learn out that if the mace had two noshim, he's miyabim one of the two. That is asher lo yivne es beis ochiv. It doesn't say he has to be boine bote ochiv. Asher lo yivne es beis ochiv. V'im kein neime de loytis yabim achas mem. So why did the Gemara there didn't ask? So you're telling me bias ashele yivnes beis ochiv. Bias is a miut on two batim. So let the Gemara ask. So if he has two noshim, there should be a din yibum. Why did this kasha originate in Yuma? That's a kasha in Yevomis. There we said the same aloche that a bias is memayit shtei batim. Yeshleima Sataisvis answers the Hocha Hochipor. Kivin da Amrit Beisoi Chode Mashme, Im Kein Lo Yuchel La Yabem Eishes Ochiv, Im Yeshloi Shtei Noshem. Ubishloi Mehav Amrinen Hoche, De Einei Mechape Elo Al Achas Mehem, Hoche Nami Havon Olemeimem Yesh Botloi Beis Yevomis Leitis Yavim Elo Achas. Aber kiven dem rinen beisei chode mashme, in kein gabi yevome nami neimi hoche, de chode mashme, la fuki heiche, she yesh la ochiv shtei noshim. The Taisus Yishonim answers as follows. There it says, asher lo yivne es beis ochiv, that the binyan has to be one bias. That's ivrin the posik. So, versteht sich. So you're not allowed to be boine to batim. But that is not a miut that he can't be married to two batim. The pasuk says yivne beis ochiv. He should be boiner one bias. He can have 20 batim. The yavam should be boiner one. That's how the Gemara understood in Yevomis. So there's no kasha. There's no kasha if he has two wives. There shouldn't be a din yibum. But if you go Yidarshin in Yuma the same way Yidarshin in Yevomis, so the drosha should be as follows. V'chiper badoi uba'ad beisoi. He should be mechaper for one wife. That's what it says in the pasuk. Just like the pasuk says that you should be boine one bayis, you should be miyabin one wife. The pasuk says v'chiper badoi ba'ad beisoi. If a v'chiper badoi ba'ad beisoi means he says vidui for himself and for his wife. So if he has 10 wives, he has to pick out one wife. That's what it says in the pasuk. Then there's no kasha whatsoever. But the Gemara said over here that no, it says v'chipa badai bad beis. It doesn't mean that the kapora should be for one wife. From this pasuk, we learned that he only has to have one wife. That's what our Gemara saw in the pasuk. So if it says yivne beis achiv, it doesn't mean that he should only be boina one bias. It means he only has one bias. That was nischadish in our Gemara, which we did not have to say at all in the Gemara in Yevamis. That was the Gemara's kasha. Here you're saying it's not a miut in the vechiper. If there's more than one wife, so he's opgefragt. So then there's no kapora whatsoever. So therefore, by Yibum, it also should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, you're right. But there's Yivimtoi, Yivimtoi, Ribo. There's a Riboi, it says twice Yivimtoi. Maskiflo Ravine, Ve'itayme Rav Shrevye, another Kasha. When Asugye, we learned that an arusa is not called a bias. Elomiyat arusa loytis yabin. The mitzvah is yivne beis ochiv. So an arusa, there shouldn't be a din yibum by an arusa because she's not a bias. So the Gemara answers a good kasha, but there's a riboy. It says hachutze loisiya eishes hameis hachutze liishzor yivoma yoveyolel. So we dash him from the word hachutze le rabois es ho arusa. Let us see we have on the Gilyan. The chutze mashma chitzoino. Leisiya eishes hameis, that's if she's an ishe, and hachutze, if she never went into his house. The mashma chitzoino shaloi niskalvo adayin lebiya. So there's a din also yivoma yova yaleo. Le rabois es ho arusa. Zot Rashi. Elo meyato kiven damorin la'el. Beisoy ein kanstein bebashmem. That from Beisoy we see he can't have two wives. Shtei yevomeis habois mei odom echot shahoyu aloi shtei noshim. Loitis yabem afilu achas mehem. Tobayis echot ksiv. Because it says he has to have one bias. Arusaloi tishab, the bias ksivat amrit leo, kol kamet the loikonis lo la biasu. So the Gemara says, Evaribo yavachutza. Tonu rabona. Koyin godel makriv oinon ve einoi oicho. A koyin godel is makriv even though he's an oinon, but Ve'einoy oichel. He is not permitted to eat kochim. Let us see what Rashi says. Makriv oinon, derachmone sharyei, dersiv lo'ovi v'le'imoy lo yitamo. It's speaking about when they died. U'min hamigdosh lo yeitzei v'lo yechalo. V'darshinen lo b'shchitas kochim. V'meis ovi v'imoy. If his father or mother died, she'einoi tzorich lotzeis mikdushose klal, he doesn't have to change his matzev of kedusha, v'yochel liyois oimed umakriv. He could be oimed umakriv. Ki loy chilel avaydosei bekach. That means his standard of kedusha did not change. Before he was able to be makriv korbanos, before they died, is minamigdosh lo yeitze, mikdushosoi lo yeitze. He doesn't have to change his status, and the loichilo, the loichalo, he won't be mechalo da avoide by doing the avoide baninus. Ki loichilo la avoidosi bekach. Umino yalfinon, a koyin hedid, shelo yotzo chilal. They says, this pasuk is mentioned by a koyin godel. So it seems that's the diak. A koyin godel does not change his standard with aninus, and he's not mechalo davoide. By stois, a koyin hedid, his matzev changes when he becomes an oinon, and he is mechalo davoide. That's halacha number one. Kein gadol makriv einam. Ve'einai oichel, but he's not permitted to eat kotcha. Shleihutra kan ela avoida. The Torah was only matter kein gadol ba'aninis to do avoida. So, that's avoida. Ve'kotchim asurim lo'inam. Achilas kotchim is also lo'inam. Kal bochayme mi meiser akal shomre teure leichalti ba'oini mi menu. So madoch meiser, that's killed from kotchim, is also to be eaten by ninos. So avadigiviz, kotchim, it's zicha also to be eaten by ninos. Now, I have a shtikel ha'ore. Rashi explains that there are two different halachas. A kohen gadol is permitted to do avoide, but achilas kotchim, that's a different parsha. In achilas kotchim, we don't find a bezundere heter in a kohen gadol. We're speaking about avoide. So this is not avoide, this is achilas kotchim, and anoinan is also teeth. Kotchim kal v'chayim mimaisar akal. There's a gemara in Psochim, dafayin gimel amed aleph. The Gemara says Achilas Trume is called Avoide. And the Gemara says it's called an Avoide. Legabi, it's not Stamazoi. The Gemara says, for example, the halacha is that Azor eats Trume b'shoigik, he has to pay Keren Chaymish, he has to pay a Keren b'chaymish, Tashlume Trume. What happens if a Koyin, a person was under the impression he was a Koyin, And he really wasn't a koyin. He didn't know about it. He was a cholo. He was a zor. And he ate trume b'shoigik, not knowing that he's a zor. So the Gemara says he doesn't have to pay tashlumei trume, kerem v'chaymish. Why? Just like there's a halacha, if a koyin that really wasn't a koyin that was a cholo, he, not knowing, he did the avoide, he was a zor, that he did the avoide. So really, the Avodah should be possible. He's a Zoh. But we learn out from our Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Cheiloi, that afilu chalolim shaboy, even though he's a cholo, that it has a shame Avodah. So b'meile, if he ate trume, and he really was a cholo, it also has a shame Avodah. Now, how do we know that achilas trume is called an avoide? So the Gemara brings a posik, avoidas matono etein eskohunaschem. And the posik is telling us that all the matnes kohune, lochere the chav dalid matnes kohune, trume, kochim, is an avoide. The achilas is an avoide. That's what the chayret says in the Gemara. But since it's an avoide, it passed aloch of Baruch Hashem chayloi. So, l'chayre, the lashon of Rashi bothers me. Rashi, like, says for Dover Poshet, he's also to eat baninis because shlehutra kan ela avoide. L'chayre, the achil is also called an avoide. Basically, I don't know. But al kaponim, from Rashi, we see that, for some reason, the kohen gadol is only mutter to do avoide, he's not mechalo da avoide. Baninis. But kotchim is not allowed to eat. So that is the first halacha from the Baraisa. Kein godol makriv oinon ve'eina yoichel. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kol hayoin. It's a very unclear maimer. Vekte gemore mai kol hayoin. Omarove leinitzrcho elo lahavioi mitoich beisoi. That not only if he's doing the avoide, he's permitted to continue to do the avoide. Now, filo the kohen gadol was home. Let us see Rashi Levi mitoch beisoi mitzvu sheyaviu lemigdash lavid kol hayoyim kedei lefakeach tzaroi. Fakert, he has to be busy with avoide. He shouldn't have depressing himself to dagmas nefesh. So it seems Rabbi Yehuda is moisif on the Tanakame, makriv oinon, lechere, it would seem the Tanakame held, he's permitted to be makriv, he's in the middle of akrove, he's allowed to continue being makriv. Lechere, that is pshat, yocheli is oimed makriv, he's permitted to continue to do the avodah. Hi, he's an oinon. It's not mechalo. And Rabbi Yehuda said, not only he's permitted to continue to do the avodah, you schlep him. After he wasn't doing the avodah, he was home. You schlep him out of his house to do the avodah. Laviyim itoich beisa. Omalei Abaye, hashtel Rabbi Yehuda. So now Abaye asked, this was Rovis Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda was moisif, that the heter aninis by a Kohen Gadol, the heter aninis of a Kohen Gadol is not only to continue doing the avodah, is oimedu makriv, but you should slap him to do the avodah. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rova, that cannot be pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Hashtel Rabbi Yehuda, fuki mafkinen leim. The sanye, hoyo oimed umakrib al gabi hamizbeach. Vishoma shemeis loimeis, meiniach avidosei viyoitzei, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We learned Abarais, hoya oimed umakriv al gabi hamizbeach. We'll see this amachlikas rishayim, what this is speaking about. But Rashi learns this is speaking about a koyin hedyet. He was in the middle of doing the avodah. V'shoma shemeis loimeis. V'niach avidos. He has to stop in the middle of the avodah. V'yoytzei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi yoimer yigmer. Rabbi Yosi holds that you continue doing the avodah. At amret maisinalei mitoich beisai. And you say that you schlepped the Kohen Gadol from his house. Now we have to understand Abaye's kash. Let us see Rashi. Hashtel Rabbi Yehuda fukim avkinelei lehedyet oinon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a koyin hedyet that's an oinon. Afilu hischil ba'avoide. Afilu he started the avoide. You stop him from doing the avoide. Alme Rabbi Yehuda ba'krovis aninis luchumre. Rabbi Yehuda was machma ba'krovis aninis. V'rabbonon lekule. Rabbi Yosi, that seems that the Rabbonon, they make V'gabi koyin godol, hechlifu shutosom. And by koyin godol, it's punkt verkehrt. There Rabbi Yehuda is the meiko, and Rabbi, the Chachomim are the machmirim. Now this is a very difficult Gemara, the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Taisvis asks, the Taisvis Shishonim asks. I mean, what's the kasha? There was a machlokes by a koyin godol. The Torah was makel by a Kohen Gadol. How much was the Torah makel? According to the Tanakhama, he can continue doing the Avodah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you schlep him out to do the Avodah. Fine, it's a machloikis by a Kohen Gadol. By a Kohen Hedyet is a machloikis. Is a Kohen Hedyet permitted to continue doing the Avodah, or he's not permitted to continue doing the Avodah? I mean, Gavra Karomis, this is a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, the Torah was makel. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the Torah was makel a lot by a Kohen Gadol. A koyin hedyet, the Torah is machmer. So Bida says, is also machmer a lot. I mean, what's the kasha, hechlifu shitoson, it's mamish punkt verkehrt. They're two different dinim. But Emerson, the Ritva explains Shitas Rashi beautifully. The whole iser of koyin hedyet is derived from the pasuk of koyin godel. It doesn't say a koyin hedyet is not to do the avoid the baninas. No, it says as follows. It says, a koyin godol min amigdosh lo yeitze, v'lo yichalo, he's not mechalo da avoid it. So whatever it says by a koyin godol, he's permitted. So we learn, but a koyin hedyet is not permitted to do what a koyin godol is permitted. So let us say the drosha according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the drosha is a koyin godol. Not when he's in the middle of the avodah, he continues. A koyin godol, you schlep him to start the avodah. That means a koyin godol, you schlep him to start the avodah. So let's be medayik, but a koyin hedyet, you don't schlep to start to do the avodah. But what'll be if the koyin hedyet is in the middle of the avodah? I never said that that's also. The Pasuk is only saying what is permissible by a Kohen Gadol, that is not permissible by a Kohen Hedyot. So a Kohen Gadol, he's permitted to start Avodah, so we should learn a Kohen Hedyot is not permitted to start Avodah. According to the Rabbonon learned a Kohen Gadol is permitted to be Goymer the Avodah, so a Kohen Hedyot is not permitted to be Goymer the Avodah. That should be the limud. And when it comes to Kohen Hedyot, it's punfakeld. Rabbi Yehuda says that Kohen Hedyot is not permitted to be Goymer the Avodah. And Rabbi Yossi says he's permitted to be Goymer the Avodah. So, Stak Ichlifu Shitosot. That's how the Ritva explains Shitas Rashi. Elo Omarov. So we can't say this pshat. That means, if you're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Kohen Gadol is permitted to be Maschel Davoide, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Kohen Hedyot is Zichar permitted to be Goymer Davoide. He's not to be Maschel, but he should be permitted to be Goymer. Elo Omar Rove, so Rove said, no. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Kohen Hedyot, let's work backwards. If Rabbi Yehuda holds a Kohen Hedyot is not permitted to be Goymer the Avodah, so that means a Kohen Gadol is permitted to be Goymer the Avodah. That's it, not more than that. So what shat kol hayoyim? What was Rabbi Yehuda Maisev kol hayoyim? Elo amarove, my kol hayoyim, loymar she'enoi oyveit kol hayoyim. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Min haTorah, a Kohen Gadol is permitted to be Goymer the Avodah." That's min haTorah. But mi the Rabbonon said, "A Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be Goymer the Avodah." She'ein oivid kol hayoyim is not permitted to be oivid kol hayoyim. Why? Gzeira shema yoichal. Gzeira. If this Kohen Gadol will be doing the Avodah, so he might come and eat kachim also. He might think that Achilles Kochim is equivalent to Avoide. So Memele, so the Rabbonon asked him to do Avoide. So that's Pshat in the Beraise. Kohen Gadol Makrivoin on the Tanakama holds. Kohen Gadol Makrivoin on he's allowed to, Teres is allowed to do Avoide. He's allowed to be Goymer the Avoide. Ve'eino Yoichel. He does the Avoide and he doesn't eat. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. No, just like he doesn't eat, he doesn't do the Avoide also. Kol Ayoim Sha'osa Lechel is also Lavid Avoide. Gzeira Avoide. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hoy yoyim, the makiv b'kain hedyot koyim. Loyim sheine oivid kol hayoyim ad halayla. He's not permitted to do the avoyde kol hayoyim. Avol belaylim bo lahakte chalovim veimurim yakte. Belayla is allowed to do avoyde salayla. Why? Because the reason he's allowed to do the avoyde by yoyim gzeire shema yoichel. Kol ayoyim osor b'achilas kochim min ha-toyre anoynom is osor b'achilas kochim. So memeile, so therefore they asked him to do the avoyde, gzeir shem ayoychel avo b'anilas halaylem, mishenikvar hameis. But b'anilas halaylem, mishenikvar hameis. But after the mace was nikva b'yoyim, einam edivrei teire. So then, he also has a shame oinon, that laila afterwards. But that's not edivrei teire, el edivrei seif. Vachy shemin elei Rabbi Yehuda memesach es vachim. Vachy kam Rabbi Yehuda, kol ayoyim hu ba'aninis v'lo yakriv. So here Rabbi Yehuda said, kol ayoyim hu ba'aninus. That the whole day he's ba'aninis, he's also b'achile v'lo yakriv. So that's pshat. So Rabbi Yehuda's grad the machmer. Rabbi Yehuda said that midarabon and they asked the Kohen Gadol ba'avoide gzeire shem ayoichel. I heard a ha'ore from this gemara, and then Baruch Hashem I found in Sha'orim Etzion and Baloche that he's ma'ore this haloche. That's a psapella that till him no one was ma'ore this ha'ore. There's a bakante taz in Erechaim and Yeredeye that says a Yesod, he wants to fa'imfa the Ran's kasha. The Ran asks a kasha, Chazal were oikel mitzvahs tekiya shayfer, reshashonish chaliyas bishabis, k'sei reshema yavirenu daudamas bishusara. So the Rani Sakasha, so why wouldn't they oike Mila also b'shabeshem? Maybe it'll be Maver, the second Aladam is b'shusarab. So the Taz says a Yisod, that something that the Torah was matir b'feirish, Chazal cannot make gzeiris. Chazal cannot asa. And here it says, "Bayoy mashmini yimol b'sar alosin." The Gemara dash bayoy mashmini afilo b'shabbes. So the Torah says you can make a bris in Shabbos. Chazal cannot asa. They bring a toisvis neizer neshech be'emison that says this yisod. Toisvis neizer neshech says the Gemara says you're not permitted to lend a goy beribis. Why aren't you permitted to lend a goy beribis? The Gemara says, because Shema Yulmed Mimaisov, it will get close to the goy, so he'll learn from the anhugis of the goy. So like the Gemara state in Pasuk Lanochri Sasher, it says that you're allowed to lend a goy with ribis. So Tosis explains, what shot the Gemara's kasha? The Pasuk is telling us there's no din ribis by a goy. The Chazal asked to lend a goy by ribis, Shema Yulmed Mimaisov, what's the kasha? So Tosis says, if the Torah said Lanochri Sasher, the Chazal won't answer it. So we see this yesod. So I don't understand. So the Torah says, "Mina migdosh lo yaitzei v'lo yichalo." The Torah said, "Befer she's permitted to do avoda. Kohen Gadol is permitted to do avoda b'aninus." So how could Chazal asel the avoda b'Kohen Gadol als gzeiros? Basic nish. I mean, he wants to say the Shabbat Shalom Lach wants to say, "Vayistos Rav Yehuda does not hold this yesod." Maybe that's the machloikis tanoim, the tanikam and Rabbi Yehuda. Abar Kaponim, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know this yisod. Oh, maloi rabade barabe le rove, migoza Rabbi Yehuda, shema yoichal. So what, now you tell me a new pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that a kohen gadol is also to do avoide baninis, midarabonin, seire shema yoichal. Pasnan, we learned in our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Afisha Acheres Maskinin Loi, Shema Tomos Ishtoi. That an Isha Acheres Maskinin Loi, Shema Tomos Ishtoi. Ve'i Maise Ishtoi, Ovid Avoidem. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayish for Mise. So therefore, maybe his wife might die. It's a meskineloi isha acheres. So, fact the Gemara, ve'imaisa ishte, if his wife will die, so what'll be? So, boch Hashem, u'mesakeloi isha acheres, and he'll do the avoide. He has the ovid avoide. V'loi gozer Rabbi Yehuda shema yoichal. Aye, what's with shema yoichal? I mean, you just said a kohen gadol is not allowed to do that avoda. What was Rabbi Yehuda afraid of? Maybe his wife will die. You know, if his wife will die, you need a new kohen gadol. He's an oinah. So what are you getting another wife for? If the wife will die, you have to get a new kohen gadol. So because he's an oinah. So what's Shad Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei. So maybe some. The Taisus Yishonim asks a merdek kasha. The Taisus Rosh also asks this kasha. That be'emison the lochayre, it's not shver the Gemara's kasha. Means Rabbi Yehuda was speaking about the whole year. The whole year, it's not necessary to have avodas kohen gadol. It's memela. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Even though meikra din a kohen gadol is permitted to do the avoda, but it will do the avoda. He might come and be nichshol in achilas. In Achilas Kochim, so we ask them to do the avoda. Yom Kippur is not, we have to have a kohen gadol. Good, if you're going to get a different kohen gadol, you're going to lose out the mitzvah of Prisha, on a mitzvah from Prisha. So memele, so like this, we have a behudetik kohen gadol. He was Pirish 7 days before. So here, could be Chazal never made a gzeire that he shouldn't do the avoda because of the gzeire. They only made this gzeire when it's nishkehud. He wanted the avoda also, it's like nishkefeller. But if you'll be taking away a mahutadik kohen gadol from Klal Yisrael because of a gzeira, could be they never made such a gzeira. That's the Tosis Yishonim's kasha, Tosis Roshes's kasha. Piklameimed adifim in eikom sha'enich namid, the Gemara could have said this teretz also. But the Gemara says a better teretz. אמר לי, הוכי השתה, הוסם כיוון דיימה כיפורים, דקולה אלמה לא יכאוך לי. He says, this גזירה of רב יהודה שמה יויכו קודשם, that's applicable a whole year. So maybe everyone's eating, he might come and eat kotchim also. But Yom Kippur, no one's eating, it's Yom Kippur. Who nami lo yossi lemeichel, so the gzeire finds sich nicht da. Not pshat se pasta gzeire, and therefore we should be asel to do the avoide because he might be nichshel and achila. The gzeire pas nicht. It's Yom Kippur also, so this kind of God will never come to eat. It's Yom Kippur by him also. But during the year when everyone is eating, so Rashi learns Pshat, and the Gemara's Kasha as follows. We have a whole shakla v'tare. We have a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav is Nupshat. How could you say that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechadish? How could you say Rabbi Yehuda was Mechadish? That a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to do the Avoide? Shema Yoichel, a Kohen Gadol on Oinon is not permitted to do the Avoide, Shema Yoichel, so yes, the Kasha, so how is he allowed to do the Avoide Yom Kippur? Frag the Gemara, Yom Kippur, the Kasha finds sich nicht on. Because we learned before, he was Mekadish two wives with a Tanai. So Lamaise, it comes out, if his wife dies, so she's geget. If the wife is going to die, he's not going to the Beis HaKnesses, and she's going to be geget lamafrei. She's not an oinon in Gansen. If he's not an oinon in Gansen, so Memelis, he's allowed to eat kochim. So the Kasha fights, what are you asking a Kasha? I'm from Rabbi Yehuda and Mishneh. Rabbi Yehuda and Mishneh, he's permitted to do the avoida because he's not an oinon. V'chi ay gavne michai le'ele yaninis v'migrisho. Ziz geget. And for the Gemara, neidaninis le'chai le'lei. Atrudi mi lo'y mitrit. Zuk the Gemara, ein hochinami take aninis is not chal. But he's a torud. Let us see Rashi. If he sees that she's about to die, so he's not anoinon. So the Gemara says, Miloy mitred, but he's a tot. Bekotchim beinin simche gdulem. Tachsiv lecho nesatim lemoshcho. Kederech shamolochim oichlem. So the Gemara says that even though he's not an Oinon, but there's a way how Kochim has to be eaten. Kochim has to be eaten, Lemoshcha, that means Besimche. And since he's a Torah, he can't eat Besimche. The Rishonim ask on Rashi, a new Isser, or first of all, it's a new din, that they ask two kashas, the Tosfos Shonim here, the Tosfos Rosh asks the kashas. The way we learn Poshib Shat in the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gemara says, Ein Hanami, he's not an Oinon, but he's a Torah, the Chmei Nebuch, his wife died. So Mamele, he also can't eat Kochim. L'chayra, we learn, what's the Isser to eat kochim, nisatorot? So Rashi says, you have to eat besimche. You have to eat a besimche. You can't eat a besimche. So come out, what'll be if tovas v'nosei bayom? What if the Kohen Gadol be tovas v'nosei bayom? So that's like a sign aloha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he shouldn't be able to do the avoida because he won't be able to eat kochim besimche. And there's no such thing. Full of Rabbi Yehuda alone, only asked an oinon to do. The minute you say he's not an oinon, so memelech meni has tirdis. Achmeni can tell every kohen gadol that he has tirdis. He can't do that. Rabbi Yehuda never said such a thing. So what is pshat in the Gemara's teretz? So the Ritva says, Amuyim de Kipshat. The Ritva says as follows. You have to understand, let's say his first wife will die. That was the problem. Maybe the first wife will die, so we'll never be, so maybe we'll suck in the second wife. Let us understand like this. He was married to the first wife for 45 years. He's giving her a get, Erev Yom Kippurim, not because Chas V'Sholom, he wants to give her a get. There's the most beautiful kesher between him and his wife. He's giving her a get because a suffix baby, she might die, a basic, kaporos klois, he's giving her a get. Now let's talk with his hergeshim. Nachmanon Nitzlon, she dies Yom Kippur. His ergeshim, this ergeshim of aninis that a person has, so you'll ask, is this person oinon al misas ishtai? Avade. To go to me, she's giget. I mean, that's true, halachically she's giget. So the Ritva says, amoyre de kechidish. So the Ritva says, this koyin godol in Yom Kippur, forget about Yom Kippur, would not be allowed to eat Maisa Shaini. That's liachalti bo'ini mimenu. The aninus of Misa, the aninus of Misa is applicable by him, even though halachically she's not his wife. But the aninus that a person has when his wife died, and even though halachically she's giget, this applies to this kind godel also. So Rashi means to say he's also be ma'isa sheni. I've had to give his bekotchi because kotchim has to eat besimcha. If the Torah asks that he is ma'isa sheni, I've had to give his bekotchi because kotchim has to eat besimcha. So memeled, there's a real aninus over here. There's a real aninus. Tavas v'nosi bayam. He's a toro taka. It's bitter, but there's no kesher to aninus. Here lemaise, there is an aninus, there's a musig of aninus. So memela, that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, since there is a musig of aninus, even though she's giget, so lemaise should be also to do the abayidus. So the Gemara answered, no, this kain gadol will never come to eat kachim today because it's Yom Kippur and no one's eating, so he also won't eat. I just had a shtickle ha'ore, on this Ritva, it's Moyodik Mechudish, that he says Pshat and Rashi, L'chayre Rashi himself said before, what if she was Nikbar, and Balayla, he's allowed to eat Kochim, because Aninus Laila is a Darabona. So Bishloime, if we go purely with Haloche, so that's the din. The Yoyim Amise, Yoyim Akvure, he's also Bekochim in Atoire, Halaylo she'achov is only yosem idarabon. That's the halacha kasha. There's a chevtsa v'noinon. The iser aninus is bayoyim and not balaylo. But now we just found out that it's shayich an inyan of aninus who someone who died is not his wife halachically. Afal pikein, but the Ritva says not wife for him, not wife for her, but al koponim. There is an aninus over here. There's a deraisa dik aninus over here. So l'chayra, how do we understand if she was nifta 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so an hour later, it's Laila, he's allowed to, and then it's Laila Darabonin. Why don't you cheshbon with the hergeshim of the Kayin then also? I mean, if it's according to this chiddush of the Ritva. The only way I can understand this a little bit could be, I mean, Rashi said, we'll see, the Rashitas Rabbi Yehuda is, if she wasn't Nikbar, Saninus Laila's Daraisa also, she was Nikbar. It could be that's a skula of Kvure. Kvure brings with itself already a Shikras Hatzal. That's from the Brochas maybe that come together with Kvure. So here we're speaking about Yom Kippur, they never made a kvura. So if they didn't have a kvura, even though halachically she's not his wife, but there's a hergish of aninus which asas machilas kochim. Masha'in kein, aninus laila after kvura could be taki, this hergish alone is a gringere hergish. Hoyo'oi medu makriv v'shoma shemeis loimeis. Rashi Pirish Bekoyin Hedyet Ayri. Rashi says, it's speaking about a Koyin Hedyet. V'dochek Atzmai Leforesh Lefize. So then it's a big doichik. It's a Here we're speaking about a Kohen Hedyet and the Moesh Astira from Rav Yehuda. V'lein nira de b'Kohen Godol. This Barais is speaking about a Kohen Godol. If it's speaking about a Kohen Godol, now here we have Machloikas, he's permitted to be Goyma, he's not permitted to be Goyma. Afal gav the Kohen Godol makribayinu. So Toysus, hani mili midaraisa, avu midarabonan svila Rav Yehuda, meiniach avoyde v'yoytze. Midarabonan tak Rav Yehuda holds, and that's pshat in this Barais. But out of time, don't make it for a wonder that he has to be meniach avoyde, the maskin in gzeire shema yoyma. Yoychal, alma, afal gav, the Kohen Godol makriv midei araise kol hayoyim. Even though a Kohen Godol is makriv midei araise kol hayoyim, gozru bei rabona. So we see that there's an iser avoide. Im kein bereise nam, ikal emeima, mi ikor de be Kohen Godol airi. It's speaking about by a Kohen Godol. And that what Rabbi Yehuda says, that he's not permitted to be goymer midei rabona. So that's how Taisu says. But oid l'chayre mashme, Taisu says another thing. L'chayre mashme hoya oimed umakriv. That means we have here, Rabbi Yossi says, yigmoil. So we wanted to say, where we will learn shat the Gemara, that means even though everyone is moida l'chayre, that a kain hedyet is also, a kain hedyet that's anoinen is also bavoide, but we wanted it, we understood that that's l'chatchila to do an avoide. To be goyma the avoid, the Rabbi Yossi holds is permitted to be goyma the avoid. So Taisvi says, void lochayre mashma yoimed umakriv afal gav dakati loy hischil ba avoid. El avoid be yoda. Veichi koma Rabbi Yossi yigma, for like kain head yet oinen mechalol avoid. That zich, if we didn't start avoid, zich be mechalol da avoid. Vechain mashma betesefte des vochim, the ton avol kain head yet, shohoyo makriv. Umeis leimeis, meiniach avoide viyoitze. So lechayre, this raya is that afil there's no heter afil of goymel. That's me taisin. The chaymash with the septens of by a kain hedyet is not even a heter of goymel. The sign of a kain hedyet show you makri umeis leimeis, meiniach avoide viyoitze, vilekaman the polik. So this is a third raya that you can't say speaking about a kain hedyet because a kain hedyet a fellow to be goymer is also. But how the pligi b'shmaiter Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi kolameim b'kain godol pligi. She'enei oivid avoide kol hayoyim. V'hochi parushi kol hayoyim shovin achile lahakrove. That's the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam. The Tanakam differentiated between avoide and achile. Ton rabban and koyin godol makriv oinon ve'einoy oichol. A koyin godol is makriv oinon ve'einoy oichol. Rabbi Yehuda oimer kol hayoyim. There's no difference between avoide and achile. Just like he's not allowed to eat the whole day, he's not allowed to be makriv the whole day. Kol yoyim shovin achila lakrove, kamoy sheine oichol kach eine makriv. Ho ba laylo, makriv vi eine oichol, but ba laylo, ho ba laylo, makriv vi eine oichol. So what that is wants to explain, what's pshat kol hayoyim? Why did he only speak about yoyim? He says, because ba laylo, then there is, that means that. The Tanakhama said there's a difference between Akrov and Achila. So he said, no, there's no difference of Akrov and Achila. That's Davke, Bayoim. But Balayla, then it's Makri Vein Eichel. Like, Gezrinin Dul Ma'osel Amechel, Tanin is Laila, Da Veilas Da Rabbonon, the whole Aisa Achila is at the Rabbonon, Vihi Gufi Gzeire, in the Isa Ravoid is a Gzeire Shem Eichel, Pananeke Venigzer Gzeire Le Gzeire. So therefore, So that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. By Yoim is also to do the avoid the Gzeire Shem Yoicha because Achilas Yoim is on the Raise. And by Laila he's mutter to do the avoid because it's a Gzeire Le Gzeire. V'lo yave motzi lishnuye d'chol hayoim ha'enei oichu koi ho b'layla oichu. Now Taisus is asking a kasha. Let us say pshat in this paraisa as follows. Before we said, the Lefi Emes Rove said pshat, that Kol HaYoim is speaking about Avoide. That Avoide, you said Avoide is Mutar BaYoim and Achilas also. No, Kol HaYoim, Avoide is also also. Gzeire mit Rabbonon, Avoide Oto Achila. Pektosis, let's learn a different pshat in Rav Yehuda. Let's learn Rav Yehuda is speaking about Achila. And we'll say as follows. This is how the Maharsha seems to say pshat in Tosfos. Koyin godol makrivoino, period. Ve'einai oichel. But alts oinon, he's not permitted to eat. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kol hayoim. Only by day he's not permitted to eat. So maybe the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam is in achila, not in avoide. They're speaking about two different things. So maybe in avoide, koyin godol makrivoino, that's everyone, koyin godol makrivoino, that's the posik. But he's not permitted to eat. But when is he not permitted to eat? Afilah by night is also not permitted to eat. And the Tanakama will hold Achilas Laila is also awesome. Only by day he's not permitted to eat. By night he is permitted to eat. So let us learn that this is Pshat and the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. Zuktois is Leva Motzelishnu Yedacholayoyim and Eichel Koi Hobalayla Eichel. But this was nicht damit, dass wir leider Rabbi Yehuda beperkt wohl jaim. Da nin is leila de jaim misse de reise. That means if you'll say the Tanakama holds that Balailah's also was, in Rabbi Yehuda holds that Balailah's mutter, it's not true. Da nin is leila de jaim misse de reise, de jaim kvure de rabona. Oh, yes, I'm a male, so you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell us that by Yoim it's also to eat. Oh, the masik kol hayoim, avolai loloim. So if Rabbi Yehuda says, you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that Balailo of a Yoim Amise is awesome in a Torah to eat, and according to the Gemara's Maskana, the Gemara says he's allowed to do avoid the Balailo, Hainu, the Yom Kvure. That's Lamaisa speaking about the Yom Kvure. The Yom Misa, Sheminu Le Rabbi Yehuda Beperikt Vol Yom, Taninis Laila, the Yom Misa, the Reisim, Kei Nigza Dilma Osir Lameichu Minei. Now, I don't understand one thing in this Tosfos. Tosfos said, V'lo have a motzi lishnuyem. Tosfos says, let us answer differently. The Gemara said Pshat, Rav said Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Kol HaYoyim is also Ba'avoide. Let us say a different Pshat, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda means to say, Kol HaYoyim is also Ba'achilam Ba'alayla's Mutter. That's Tosfos Kasha. Let's say this Teretz. Now, according to Tosfos, I don't understand how this Teretz will for him for the Kasha. According to Tosfos, so let's learn the Baraisa Nochamo. The Baraisa says, Koyin Godel Makriboino. The Koyin Godel is Makriboino. Ve'einai Oichel. But he's not allowed to eat, and according to Tosfos, that'll mean he's not allowed to eat a full at night also. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, eat. He's not allowed to eat only by day. By night he's allowed to eat. But what's in the din of Akrove? So, according to this pshat, Rabbi Yehuda is not chaylik on the Tanakama. Fakir, the whole machloikis, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda is not chaylik. In Akrova, there's no machloikis. That's how Tosfos wants to learn. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds, koyin godol makrivoinam. Frech de gemore. We learned in another beraise, hayoyim de makriv agabi mizbech, v'shom shemeis loy meis, meiniach avidose v'yoytze, divre Rabbi Yehuda. The gemore is takash, Rabbi Yehuda says he's not allowed to be goyim with avoyde. So what's Tosfos Teretz? Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to eat by day. But in Akrova there's no machloike, so it would be Vaitishva. What's the lekel lishnuye? By saying that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Achila, and there's only chaylik by Achila, not chaylik by Avoida, so we didn't fahem for the Kasha. The Kasha is Vaitar Akasha. How would this fahem for the Kasha? Because I don't understand what Tosfos means. Tosfos says this would have been a Teretz to the Kasha, but because for different reasons you can't say this Teretz. I don't understand bechlal how this would be a teretz to the kasha. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kol shiva sayomim, hu zayrek as hadam, the kohen gadol is zayrek the dam, u makter as haktoires, u meitev as haneirois, u makriv as haroish ves harogel, and he's makter the roish and the rogel of the tamid. Zerik the dam of the Tomid, he's makter the Ktoires, he's mate of the Neires, and he's makter the Roish and the Rogel of the Tomid. ושאל כל היומים אם רוצה להקריב מקריב. The other days of the year, if he wants to be מקריב, he's מקריב. שכהן גדול מקריב חלק בראש, ונויטל חלק בראש. זוגת רשי, הוא זרק הסדום של תמידים, כדי שיהיה רוגל ומזומן בעבוד השם הכיפורים. די זרק הסדום של תמידים, שיהיה רוגל ומזומן בעבוד השם הכיפורים. ומיטב הסנרס, רשי says, מדשנון מן האפר של הפסילויס, שקובו. וכן כל יום ויום מיטיבון בבויקר. And the same thing, וכן כל יום ויום מיטיבון בבויקר. שנמה בבויקר בבויקר מיטיב הסנרס. Rashi is saying, what is Rashi being Moisef? There is two Hatovas HaNeres. There is Hatovas HaNeres of two Neres Beino HaBoyim. There's a tovus haneres of chomesh neres bayoyim. Umeitev es haneres, the Gemara is going to say later, means he's meitev the neres of the two neiris bein arbaim. So Rashi says not only these neiris is he meitev, v'chein kol yoyim v'yoyim meitivon baboike. Shnema baboike baboike tivis neiris. The chomish neiris is also meitev. V'chol yoyim makhtirim k'teiris pa'eichol pras b'shachis v'fras bein arbaim. That is makhtir also. V'shol kol ayomim im rotzo lahitiv lahakriv es kol kolm sheyirza makriv. V'ein Anshei Amishma Yochel La'akev Al Yodi. They can't stop him. He is a schus to be makriv b'roish, v'noitel chelek b'roish b'chlukes achilas kotshim noitel mone yofe. That's the Bach's Kirsim. Al Kaponim, we heard in the Mishneh that he does the Avodah all 7 days. He should be rogel mezumen b'avodah Shem HaKippurim. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Omar Rav Chisde, the Loike Rabbi Akiva. The Tana of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. The I Rabbi Akiva, Omar Toher Shenof Lo Olav Hazor Tim Osoi. Rabbi Akiva said that a Toher, that there were Maza on him, that's Metamehim. We learned Lamaise, they were Maze and the Kohen Gadol all 7 days. Avaitach Shash maybe became Tomim, maybe this is the first day, the second day, the third day. There was Avaitach Shash Baalbe, maybe he became Tomim, so they were Mazim all 3 times. About Meikar Adin, this is Achumre Baalme. Meikar Adin, he has a Cheskas Taire. Meikar Adin, he's Toil. Now, by being Mazer all 7 days, so you're being Metamehem each day. So how could he do the Avodah? And Rabbi Kiva says, and that's a shtick toir of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, toir, shenof lo'olav hazor timoso. If you were Mazer on that toir, so that's Metamehem the toir. So heichi yoved Avodah. So al kolchoch, the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. And because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Kohen Gadol never did the Avodah. The sign you will learn to the Baraisa, Vehiza HaToyer Ala Tomeim. So Rabbi Kiva Darshan as follows. Vehiza HaToyer Ala Tomei. If you're Maze, Anatomei, Ala Tomei Toyer, then the Tomei becomes Toyer. Ala Tomei, we'll see, is extra. We're speaking about that we're Maze Anatomei. So those have to say now Ala Tomei. So vehiza, so that what it says, vehiza hatoyer, ala tomei toher, ala toher tomei. But if you'll be mazan a toher, so then it'll become tom. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Vachachomim oimrim, ein dvorim halolu amurim, ela bedvorim amekablim tumem. When is it considered hazoyo, if you're maze and something that could become tomei? Then it's considered a maisa hazoye, and then it won't pass all the meichatos. But if you were maza on something that cannot be mekabel tumim, then we can be mazan something that cannot be mekabel tume. So then doesn't have a shame hazoye, and we'll see il pasel the meichatus. Mayhi kedisnan, we learned the mission as follows. Niskaven lahazois ala behema. He wanted to be mazana behema. That's what he wanted to do. Behizo al ha'odom. Lamaisi wasn't mazal behema, it was mazana odom. Maybe it was mazana odom. Toya. Im yesh be'ezoiv. If there's still mechatos on the ezoiv, yishane. So you don't have to make a new tibul. The mei hazoya that there was done already, hazoya was done with them. You could use the rest of the mei hazoya, which is on the ezoiv, to make a kosher hazoya, because he was not maze an adovo shein eroi lekabel tumen. But what is niskaven lahazis ala odom vehizo ala behemo? What happens if he was taken maza ana behemo? So memela that doesn't have a shame hazoya. The pasuk says, when is it called hazoya vehizo atoyer ala tome? It's only called hazoya if he made hazoya on something that's roi lekabel tumen. Then it has a shame hazoya. It doesn't pass all the mechatas. But if he was maza on something that's not the roi lekabel tumen, he was maza on a behemah, so that doesn't have a shame hazoya. So it's considered a meloche. That's not called a hazor. It's considered a meloche, and the meloche will passel the rest of the dmei hazoya, which is on the ezoy. And therefore, lo yishan, he's not permitted to use this mechatos, which is still left on the ezoiv, to make a kosher hazor. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Kiva, lekama bishmaitin, hechi yovet avoide, kol shive, herei mazin olov. They were mazin each day, so how could he do the avoide? How does Rabbi Kiva know that Hazoy is metame? Because he darshan ala tome toyo. If your mazan atome becomes toyo, vala toyo tome, miza al ha tome, nasa toyo. Vimiza al ha toyo, nasa tome. Vialif taime, mi al ha tome, yisera. It's a nivrike posig, kena beforish lekamo. Vachachome moimrim, al ha tome, lidrosh oset. Al tome is taka, actually, but it's coming from a different rosh. Loimar, shein divrei hazo amurim, ela bedvorim hamikablim tume. Hazor was only said bedvorim amekad. When is it called hazor if he's mazan dvorim amekabalim tume? Avol bedvorim shein mekabalim tume, but if he spritzed an adova shein mekabalim tume, that's mufke from tume, ein hazor nitezes aleim krui hazor. This is not called hazor. Venachke minos. What if it's not called hazor? Shashirayim. Sheyesh be'ezoiv the shirayim, which are left over the days of Shiori Psulehain. So it's apostle, Ve'ein lach shiron lahazois. You cannot use these shiraim to be mazana on the person. Kedisnan. Niskaven. Im yesh be'ezoiv. If lemais, it was niskaven. I thought it was niskaven lahazois ala behemet. The kavona was not a good kavona. Aba bepoyil, he was mazala odom. Kloimal. Ruyin ashiraim lahazis alodim. Since there was a kosher hazoye, so it's what that which is left over in the ezoiv, you could be maza yishane. Ruyin ashiraim lahazis alodim shetzoy hazom. What's the verb? The heichad loy niskaven loy v'chozor v'shine, even though he wasn't miskaven. To make hazo on a person, this mechatos did not become possible. But what is if niskav and lahazo is ala odom vehiz ala behem lo yishani? Now he's not permitted to use the shirayim of the mechatos to make a new hazoya. the nifsalu b'malaches, because the hazoya, which is on the smechatas, nifsalu b'malaches, the hazoya shall beheime, shehizo le'ena hazoya, doesn't have a shame hazoya, v'havalukimayim shenasa b'malaches, so it's considered like a malachia was done. That a malachia was done with this mechatas. So therefore, it's possible to make azoy. So that's the machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva darshins, there's a ibrika alatomi, vizator alatomi. So Rabbi Kiva says that alatomi is coming to tell us that only if you're maza anatomi, he becomes toya, but if you're maza anatoya, then the opposite will occur, he'll become tomi. And the Chachamim darshin, that when does it have a shame azov, you're maz on something that's roila kabotume. If you're not maz on something that's roila kabotume, it doesn't have a shame azov, and it'll passel the mei hazov in malachim.